This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Kaku, Professor Michio Kaku. I'm a professor of physics at the City College and the City University of New York. And this is Science Fantastic. That's right. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science that are going to touch our lives and change the way we see the universe. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, then why don't you give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment. Make that question, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And just remember, no science question is too dumb or too stupid to put on radio. Chances are, if you have that question, chances are hundreds of other people have the identical same question. In fact, years ago, there was a gentleman who when he was 23 years old, asked himself a children's question. He said, when he looked at the moon, he asked himself a simple question. Does the moon fall? Apples fall. Does the moon also fall? Such a stupid question. Well, it took him years to find the answer to that, but when he did, he changed the course of human history. That man's name was Isaac Newton. And he found out that, yes, apples fall, and the moon falls in exactly the same way. The moon is in free fall around the planet Earth, which defied common sense, but he proved it using a new mathematics that he created out of nothing called calculus. He initiated the Industrial Revolution, the revolution of machines, the revolution of forces, all of that because one gentleman dared to ask a stupid question. Does the moon also fall? If apples fall, why not the moon? And so you begin to realize that, yes, stupid questions sometimes have a tremendous impact on world history. So if you have a question, why don't you give us a call? Once again, the hotline number is 612-564-8135. Or why don't you follow me on Facebook at Michio Kaku. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and we have 1 million fans on Twitter. So join us on Twitter at, again, Michio Kaku. That's M-I-C-H-I-O. And you can also get some of my books. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, including Physics of the Impossible, about all the things you see in Star Trek, decoded, demystified, and presented in a way that is compatible with all known physics. Also, The Future of the Mind, talking about how we physicists are teasing apart telepathy, telekinesis, photographing dreams, extracting pictures from the brain. These were all once considered to be impossible, but hey, we do it now at some of the leading laboratories around the planet Earth. And who's funding that particular research? Well, you guessed it, the United States Pentagon. In fact, to the tune of $50 million, the Pentagon is offering a grant to those people who can invent a memory chip for our veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, not to mention the fact that we can now probe the mind itself, connect the brain to a computer. Anyway, all these developments are profiled in my book, The Future of the Mind. My latest book is about space travel, the future of humanity, talking about terraforming Mars. talking about going to the planets, one day perhaps even going to the stars. All of that, and find out more if you go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, well, let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
My name is Aiden, and I am 8 years old from the city of Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, and I have a question. We all know what would happen if the sun disappeared, but what happens if the moon disappears, not exploding and not colliding with our Earth? If it was just orbiting, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared, what would happen? Thank you, and I love your show.
Well, thank you. For an 8-year-old, you ask a very advanced question. In fact, a question that has haunted physicists and scientists for centuries. First of all, you alluded to the fact that, well, if the sun were to disappear, what would happen? We think it would take 8 minutes. 8 minutes for the shockwave of gravity to reach the planet Earth. Because light travels at the speed of light, of course. But gravity, we think, gravity waves also travel at the speed of light. And the Nobel Prize was recently given to some scientists who actually did that experiment with gravity waves from colliding black holes in outer space. Now, you ask a different question. What happens if the moon were to disappear immediately? Well, first of all, you'd realize that the moon is about 1 light second away. So if you shine a flashlight at the moon, how long would it take for some of the photons to reach the moon? About 1 second. So the shock wave of gravity would take about a second for it to reach the Earth. Now, initially, nothing much is going to happen, but of course, tidal forces will be affected. The tides on the planet Earth are created by the moon tugging on water on the planet Earth. So there are going to be some short-term effects in terms of tidal forces, but also some long-term effects. You see, first of all, the moon is leaving us. That's right, the moon is leaving us. It's leaving us at the rate of roughly 1 inch or so per year. We measure this. We can measure it by A, using Newton's laws of gravity, but also shooting a laser beam that bounces off a mirror on the moon left by the astronauts, and we can calculate how long it takes, and therefore we know that the moon is leaving us. Now, why should that be important? Because all these are due to tidal forces, gravitational forces of the moon acting on the Earth and the Earth acting on the moon. First of all, we need the moon. We need the moon to stabilize the Earth's orbit. It turns out that if you use Newton's laws of gravity over millions of years, eventually the Earth starts to wobble. In fact, it could wobble so much it could flip over, causing tremendous havoc and destruction on the planet Earth. But fortunately, the moon stabilizes the Earth, and so the Earth-Moon system tends to be rather stable. But if the moon were to disappear eventually on the long term, perhaps the Earth would begin to wobble. And if it ever flipped over, we're talking about perhaps the end of life as we know it on the planet Earth. So believe it or not, we actually need the moon, a large moon to stabilize the orbit of the planet Earth. Well, that's a rather advanced question for an 8-year-old, but keep it up. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My question is, if you had a God's eye view of the entire universe, would it be a cube, a sphere, or a donut? I think is also known as a torus, one of those three shapes. I'd like to go with the cube just because it seems the least likely. But what are your thoughts? That's my question. Lloyd in Tacoma, used to listen on KLAY.
Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll talk about a God's eye view of the universe. Well, once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And after the break, we'll talk about a God's eye view of the universe. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Fantastic.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to be part of the March of Science, why don't you give us a call and ask a question or make a comment? The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Or join me on Twitter or Facebook at Michio Kaku. Find out what all the fun is about. Why should we scientists have all the fun? Why don't you just jump right in and be part of the March of Science? Okay, well, before the break, we had a very interesting question that I'm sure a lot of you have had at a certain point in your life. If you were God, what would a God's eye view of the entire universe look like? Well, the short answer is we don't know. However, we can begin to assemble a lot of what the universe looks like using the Hubble Space Telescope. The Hubble Space Telescope has given us a bird's eye view of what the universe looks like through a telescope, if your telescope could see to the very edge of the known universe. But that's not enough. We want to go beyond that. We want to go beyond the visible universe to the invisible universe, to areas that you would have a starship that could go through warp drive to see, then what would the universe look like? Well, we don't know. One possibility that it's a sphere of some sort, a sphere that bends in the fourth dimension. So let me explain about that. A lot of people ask a simple question. If the Earth is part of a universe, the universe is expanding, then what is the universe expanding into? Well, that's a very good question. There are two ways to look at that. Let's take a sheet of paper made out of a rubber-like substance and then simply stretch it. By stretching it, the sheet of paper is still flat, but the distance between objects on that sheet of paper increases. That could be our universe. Our universe could be flat, but distances between objects is increasing. So what is the universe expanding into? It's expanding into itself. Now, another way to look at that is perhaps a sheet of paper is closed on itself into a sphere. And we are nothing but little bugs walking on the surface of the sphere. When we look around, the universe seems perfectly flat and three-dimensional, but actually it's bending in a higher dimension. And so in that sense, the universe is a hypersphere, a four-dimensional sphere, a sphere that we cannot see in its entirety because we are three-dimensional beings in a four-dimensional universe. Now, if you want to find out more about the fourth dimension, get a copy of my book, Hyperspace, where I even give you animations of what we physicists think these higher dimensions may look like. If you saw the movie Interstellar, a Hollywood movie starring Matthew McConaughey, remember the final scenes of that movie? In the final scenes of that movie, Matthew McConaughey is floating in a world of mysterious geometric figures. That's the fourth dimension. That was an attempt by Hollywood to represent hyperspace on a movie screen. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Eduardo from Los Angeles, and my question is, what's so special about the dark side of the moon?
Well, a lot of people ask that question. First of all, there's really no such thing as the dark side of the moon, because the moon does have a day and a night. So there is a dark side only temporarily, but there is a day and a night on the moon. So what do we mean by the so-called dark side? What you really mean is the far side of the moon. Now, when you think of the moon right now, old man moon right now. That's the same man in the moon that you saw ever since you were a child. The same man in the moon, or in Asia they call it the rabbit in the moon, never changes because one side always faces the Earth. That means that the moon's orbit is synchronized to the Earth by something that is called tidal locking. This happens when the moon gets very close to the planet Earth and tidal forces between the Earth and the moon lock the moon in step with the planet Earth. So one day on the moon is 30 Earth days. In 30 Earth days, the moon goes completely around the Earth and makes one revolution from its point of view. So one day on the moon is 1 month on the planet Earth. So there's no such thing as the permanently dark side of the moon. However, there is a far side of the moon which we've never seen until we had the space program. I remember when the Russians first photographed the backside of the moon, the far side, many people said, aha, it's a hoax. It's total garbage. It's nonsense. Because you see, we've never seen the far side of the moon, so we couldn't compare it with anything at all. Well, now we realize, of course, the Russians really did. They really did photograph the far side of the moon for the first time. It wasn't just a communist trick. Yes, they really did it. And when you see it, you realize that the far side of the moon is very different from the familiar moon that we see every night. First of all, we have lava flows on the moon that we see, giving us the illusion that there's a man in the moon. The far side of the moon does not have these lava flows. It's pockmarked more or less uniformly with one gigantic crater toward the southern part of the moon. So the moon looks quite different from the front and the back. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Keith Wagner, 102 The Bear in Abilene, Texas. And my question is, along the lines of black holes, it has recently been brought to my attention that perhaps space can be viewed in a 2D type of plane. Could there have been objects floating in space that were large enough to bypass each other to start a gravitational pull, such as a whirlpool in an ocean, and without any opposing forces on us, be able to grow, since we have not actually been able to go inside a black hole?
Well, you ask an interesting question because, well, the short answer is we don't know. First of all, we've never sent a probe to a black hole. They're very distant, many light years from the planet Earth. The largest black hole is at the center of the galaxy. It weighs 3 to 5 million times the mass of our sun. So we really don't know what happens to these black holes, the inside, the outside. It's all speculation. However, we do have computer simulations of all these things. For example, colliding black holes, what happens if objects fall into a black hole. And with computers, we can more or less reconstruct the various hypothetical events that you mention. For example, what happens if two black holes collide with each other? You can actually see that on the internet. You can Google it. We have computer animations of the mathematics of two black holes getting closer and closer until they rotate around each other. Finally, they collide in a cataclysmic explosion, resulting in, perhaps, another larger black hole. Now, we have a spiral galaxy, that's our Milky Way galaxy. One day, it's going to collide with Andromeda, a neighboring galaxy, which is bigger than our galaxy. And the two black holes at the center of our galaxy and Andromeda will collide. At that point, they'll merge into a gigantic black hole, and the two spiral galaxies will probably merge into an elliptical galaxy. So we think that the elliptical galaxies that we see in the universe are the byproduct of the collision of two smaller universes, two smaller black holes. Now, then the other question is, what happens if you fall into a black hole? What happens then? Well, there's a problem. Computer programs can only trace the motion of objects falling into a black hole up to a point. At that point, Einstein's equations become unreliable. And therefore, we can't trust them. And therefore, the short answer is, we don't know. Quantum effects start to dominate, and Einstein's theory does not have the quantum theory inside of it. So, in other words, you can't trust these equations as objects go right through to the very center of the black hole. Now, if you take the mathematics and run the math forward, you find that the black hole gives you a gateway to a parallel universe. But whether or not that gateway survives quantum corrections, well, you tell me. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 3 months after a Capitol breach that prompted new security measures, a car at a northern checkpoint has left one officer and the suspect dead. Another officer is wounded. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman said a vehicle hit a barricade on the perimeter of the Capitol and rammed his car into two officers. She said he got out of the car holding a knife, and officers opened fire.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
A Capitol lockdown was lifted after 2 hours. The attack was in an area where a security fence had just been lifted. The suspect is identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is urging people not to give back the difficult progress we've made against COVID-19. Over 30 states are reporting that cases are going back up. He's also hailing the new jobs report with over 900,000 jobs created in March.
My message to the American people is this. Help is here. Opportunity is coming.
But he says progress can be reversed and that his recovery plan, including the new infrastructure package, are badly needed. Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria, on the future of the Iran nuclear deal. It's been 3 years since former President Trump pulled out of the agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here's your chance. Here's your chance to ask that question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and perhaps one day you can get on Science Fantastic. So, give us a call. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Lee from Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. I was listening to your program, and you said that do you believe that there are 11 dimensions? And I'm curious what they are. Thank you.
Well, you ask a question for which I hope to one day unravel. First of all, we live in a three-dimensional universe. We can go forward, backward, left, right, up, and down. And with three numbers, you can locate any object in the universe. I live in Manhattan, for example. And if you want to meet someone in Manhattan, you can tell them, meet me on 42nd Street at the corner of 5th Avenue on the 30th floor. So three numbers allow you to identify any point in on the planet Earth. And then if you say 12 o'clock, meet me at noontime, with four numbers, you can specify any event in the universe, from the farthest star to the tip of your nose. With four numbers, you can specify any event in the known universe. But then you ask yourself another question. Why three? Why four? There's nothing magical about them. If you talk to a mathematician, if three or four are magical, they'll say, nah, they're very ordinary numbers, not mathematical at all. So why do we live in a three-dimensional universe? I like to think of it this way. When I was a child, we used to go to the Japanese tea garden in San Francisco, and I would spend hours looking at the fish in a shallow pond. And I asked myself, what would it be like to be a fish? Well, if you're a fish, your eyes point to the side. You can only see two dimensions. The pond is very shallow. You can swim forward, backward, left, right. But the concept of up into the third dimension was totally alien to the fish. And I imagined there was a scientist down there in the fish. And I could reach down and grab the scientist fish and lift them into the world of up, the third dimension. Well, scientists, of course, would always say, bah, humbug. There's no such thing as the third dimension. The pond is everything there is. But when I lifted them into the third dimension, what would they see? They would see beings breathing without water. Beings moving without water. A new law of physics, a new law of biology. So they would say to themselves, my God, I'm moving in another world, a world beyond the familiar two dimensions of the pond. Well, now many physicists believe, though we cannot prove, that we are the fish, that we spend all our time in three dimensions, moving forward, backward, left, right, up, down, refusing to believe that there's a world of up. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And then after the break, I'll talk about what would it be like to enter the world of up, to enter hyperspace. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to be part of the fun, then give us a call and ask away. The number to call is 625648135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And, hey, maybe you can get on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a call, and the call was to explain what is the 11th dimension, why is it important, and what would it be like to live in the 11th dimension? Well, first of all, we're not sure, but we have a theory called string theory. String theory is what I do for a living. And if you watch, for example, The Big Bang Theory on TV, Sheldon Cooper, the nerdy physicist on that show, he works on string theory. And if you follow the movies, there's an Oscar-winning movie called The Theory of Everything about the life of the late Stephen Hawking. And that movie is about the theory of everything, which we think is string theory. In fact, I spoke at a conference once on string theory that Stephen organized in Cambridge, and I gave a talk about string theory when I was in the United Kingdom. Well, it turns out that in string theory, we live not just in four dimensions, but 11 dimensions. That freaks some people out. Sounds like science fiction, but it's pure mathematics. And then the other question is, where do these other dimensions go? If we live in a three-dimensional universe, but the universe was originally 11-dimensional, then what happened to these other dimensions? Well, the short answer is we don't know. But one possibility is that they curled up. If I take a sheet of paper, it's two-dimensional, but if I roll it up into a tube, it becomes essentially one-dimensional. So when you roll up a dimension, it essentially disappears. So we think, therefore, that at the beginning of time, the original universe was 11-dimensional. But in this 11-dimensional universe, bubbles began to form. And these bubbles had a lower dimensionality. In fact, they were three-dimensional. So we think that out of the chaos of the Big Bang, the original bang took place in 11 dimensions, but our universe is a bubble floating in this multiverse of universes, and it's in a lower dimension because these other dimensions have curled up. Now, we can't prove it. We're building atom smashers like the Large Hadron Collider that may one day prove this theory. But at the present time, it's still unproven. But if you want to know more about this, then why don't you get a copy of my books? I have a book called Hyperspace and also a book called Parallel Worlds, which talks about what I do for a living. I'm one of the co-founders of string field theory. So find out about all this excitement by getting a copy of my books, Hyperspace, and also parallel worlds. Okay, moving on. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is December Blue. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. I have a question. I've always wondered about the darkness of space. What is beyond the darkness of space? And do you ever think that we will be able to go beyond the blackness of space? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that is really hard to answer because it goes to all the different paradoxes that we scientists have dealt with. So the question is, what's out there? Is the universe finite or is it infinite? That is, will one day we hit a brick wall? Is there an edge to the universe? And the short answer is, we don't know. The leading theory is inflationary universe. We think there was a turbocharged explosion at the instant of the Big Bang. And if you calculate the curvature of the universe, we want to know whether it's finite, in which case the universe is a sphere of some sort, or perhaps is infinite, in which case it simply keeps on going forever. Well, it turns out that the information we have shows that the universe is very flat, meaning that either we live in a sphere of some sort, but it's huge, absolutely gigantic, or the universe is simply infinite. So the short answer is, we don't know. Now, the other question is, where is the farthest star? Well, we have telescopes that can take us to distant stars, and we have a time machine because you're looking into the past. And we'll talk more about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call that you can get on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And all we ask is a favor. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. And when you call that number, you'll get a recording. And why not put your kids on national radio? Have them ask that homework question that leaves you stumped. So the next time you're at the dinner table and your kids ask you a science question from homework, why not have the answer put on national radio? Well, anyway, before the break, we had a question about the darkness of the universe. What lies beyond the darkness? Well, it depends on what you mean by the darkness. First of all, if you look into the night sky, you're looking at the past. You're looking at things as they were years, millions of years into the past. For example, when you look in the mirror, you're not really looking at your face as it really is. You've never seen your face as it really is. You're looking at your face as it was about a billionth of a second ago, because that's what it takes for light to go from your face to the mirror back to your eyeball again. So when you look at the stars, the distant stars, you're looking at what they were like millions of years ago. The Hubble Space Telescope looks at the very edge of the visible universe and finds blackness. What is beyond the blackness? The radiation of the Big Bang. It's in the microwave range now. The Big Bang is cooled down to the microwave range. And so if you had microwave eyes, if your eyes could somehow see microwave radiation, what would you see? A fireball. And if you want to see that fireball, go to NASA.gov, Google COBE, C-O-B-E, the COBE satellite, and you can actually see the microwave explosion of the Big Bang itself. In some sense, we have baby pictures of the infant universe. So why is the night sky black at all? It's black because there was a beginning. There was a cutoff. If there was no beginning, the night sky should be white. But no, the night sky is black because there was a beginning. And then the next question you're going to ask me is, what lies beyond the Big Bang itself? Well, we're not sure about this, of course, but we think that ultimately, there's probably an umbilical cord of some sort, an umbilical cord that connects our infant baby universe to a parent universe to simulate, to give us a multiverse of universes. So our universe may actually exist with other universes in outer space. And again, to find out more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds. Okay, moving on now. Let's go on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is James Kiever. I'm calling from Severn, Maryland. I do have a science question that has always bothered me, and here it is. So on Earth, we perceive when we're standing still that we're not moving, that we're standing still. But in actuality, the Earth is rotating, and it's spinning around the sun, and the universe is expanding. And so we are actually moving at an incredible velocity. If that expansion were to change, either slow down or speed up, would time change? Because time is relative to movement. And if it does, would we perceive that? How long am I actually on this Earth? And is it close to what I perceive, or is it scientifically very different than what I perceive? All right, cool. Thank you.
Well, let me take a crack at that question. First of all, you're absolutely right that we are moving at tremendous velocities, even by doing nothing. The Earth is 24,000 miles in circumference. There are 24 hours in a day. So in one day, you go 24,000 miles, or in other words, per hour, you travel 1,000 miles. Believe it or not, you travel at 1,000 miles per hour. And there's even a science fiction story about this. H.G. Wells had a science fiction story where a man somehow was given godlike powers. He could get any wish and have it come true. So one day he got drunk and he simply wished that the earth would stop. Such a simple wish. That set off chaos, because all of a sudden the earth was spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. All of a sudden trees, buildings, people were thrown into the void of the vacuum of space. And he was basically dooming all of humanity and the earth itself by causing the earth to stop spinning. Well, just before he died, he said, "I have one last wish, and I wish everything were back to normal again." Well, that's a very interesting story, but how true is it if you could stop the earth? Well, first of all, the earth goes around its own axis, as we said, at 1,000 miles an hour, but the earth goes around the sun. And the sun goes around the Milky Way, and the Milky Way goes around the Virgo supercluster, and the Virgo supercluster goes around the next supercluster of galaxies, and things are rotating within rotating within rotating objects. And so how fast are you really moving at all? Well, according to Newton, you are traveling with respect to an absolute frame, so you can say exactly how fast are you moving. Einstein says no. There is no absolute frame at all. So how fast are you really moving? And the answer is, it depends. It depends on the answer to, with respect to what? With respect to what are you moving? And so there's no simple answer to your question, because there is no simple answer to the question, is there absolute motion? Einstein would say no. Now, you can look at dark energy, the energy of the Big Bang itself. That seems to be the best you can do to find an absolute frame of reference. But according to Einstein, there really is no answer to the question, can you really tell how fast you're moving? Well, unfortunately, our time is up. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic, and give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Here's your chance. Here's your chance to ask that question that's always been bothering you. You can ask that question and ask it on national radio. Again, 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.